Welcome back to the program. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for the College Football Professors segment, a one I always look forward to, and we had a weekend that was unlike any I've seen in the SEC in quite some time this past Saturday. SEC teams dropping right and left. Louisville lost. Clemson lost. You knew somebody was going to lose in that big matchup between Clemson and Florida State, but five SEC teams being upset. Texas A&M. Ole Miss beating LSU, among others. South Carolina going down to Tennessee, and the professor is with us now to break it all down. And we'll just start, you know, we're passing midseason now, and there's still a lot of football to be played, but we've also played a lot, and I think this past weekend might have an impact on this entire regular season that will last to the end. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right, Jacob. It seems like last weekend was such a, there were so many big games that had great impact, and this week it seems like there's few games that has very much impact. But I guess you begin with those teams who got their first loss, like Louisville and Clemson and Houston and UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jacob, big losses to me was LSU, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, and Texas A&M. Those were big losses. So there were a lot of teams that went down.
Big winners this week, though, a couple of teams from the South. Why not?
Missouri and Florida State, the big winners in the big picture right now.
Yeah, I thought Missouri looked very impressive over Florida and also Florida State. Biggest losers, of course, no surprise, Clemson, LSU being upset, and South Carolina going down at Tennessee.
Yeah, these were huge losses, huge. I'm talking about, I mean, all three of those teams, I mean, it's just hard to put into words the impact, the devastation of those two teams. They were all really legitimately lined up with the possibility of national championship, and I think all three of them were eliminated. That's pretty devastating.
Well, you know, and I usually don't like to toot our own horn here, but we have some, when we make predictions, we do need to give credit where credit is due, and you got some last week. You predicted that Stanford would beat UCLA. Earlier in the season, you talked about the Alabama defense doing well, and man, they are being compared to Alabama teams that you have to go back all the way to the 1960s to get this kind of a run for Alabama's defense, so they are right on track. And then you also called Louisville losing to Central Florida a very good prognostication there as they went down to the hands of the Golden Knights, so credit to you on those.
Well, you know, there are those, we could say that this is where the college football professor was on target, but then, Jacob, let's be fair. Let me share two or three things where the college football professor just missed the target. First of all, on the Florida State, I thought Clemson would win the game, and I was wrong on that. And then I did not think that Ole Miss could beat LSU, but they did. And I certainly did not think that Tennessee would beat South Carolina. And I think I went by that, is that how much South Carolina had to play for. But, you know, a lot of things that go into that. And then, of course, I'm still, you know, the overall season, my putting Texas on a high pedestal beginning of the year, I certainly missed that target all the way.
That's true. And Texas still has a chance to win the Big 12, but right now they do not look very competitive nationally, and they definitely won't be in the BCS championship game. But don't feel bad. I predicted Stanford to be there, and they won't be there either. So here are a couple of the big games this weekend, and some, you know, may not seem like big games, but I think they all are, especially you get into conference play now, and each game within the conferences are huge and who will make it to the championship game. And let's start. I'd like to start out west with UCLA at Oregon. This game, College Game Day, will be there. And a lot of people think that this could be a bump in the road for Oregon. I'm not buying it, but it could happen. What do you think?
Well, you know, start with UCLA. They all of a sudden had a couple of pretty big games back-to-back, don't you think? And I think that this game will be a big game. I don't know. UCLA's got some good football players. It's a good football team. But it's being played at Oregon. That might give Oregon a little bit of the edge. But I wouldn't go to sleep on this game if I were Oregon.
Let's stay there in that conference. And Stanford at Oregon State. This Oregon State team has actually been clipping along quite nicely. And as we know, Stanford has the one loss, but still very much in the thick of things if they could pull off the win over Oregon. Do you think Stanford has what it takes to go into Corvallis and get this win?
I don't know. I do think they do, but you know, I think we're all misguided a little bit when Oregon State lost their first game of the season to Eastern Washington. I don't think we took into account. It was like that would be like losing to South Dakota State. This is a very good football team. Well, that still means that Oregon State's supposed to win the game. But it wasn't like a fluke, let me put it that way. There was a good football team they lost to. And I think Oregon State's proven themselves to be a good football team, and they have a very good quarterback.
We'll continue as we work our way back eastward. We'll go to the Big 12, and a big game in the Big 12, if there is such a thing these days, and that is Texas Tech at Oklahoma. One loss between the two schools, of that, of course, Oklahoma's embarrassing loss to Texas last weekend. But Texas Tech is undefeated, and they are a player for the Big 12 title this year. This is a big game in Norman.
This is a very big game, and Jacob, I don't like to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't like to say that somebody's winning with the last coach's players, but I'm not saying that totally for Texas Tech, but I think the fact that their new coach is an offensive coach, and really Texas Tech, the thing that surprises you is they got a very good defense, and I think that was a part of the architect of Tommy Tuberville building the defense. As you know, he's a very strong, good defensive coach. And so he was beginning to put together a good defensive team in that offensive mindset of Texas Tech. And I think you're seeing some of that this year. I think that's the thing about Texas Tech that makes them a threat, is they do have this fun and gun type offense, but they have a very good defense. On the other side, I think that Bob Stoops should have kept both eyes on his team, rather than looking around at the SEC and trying to evaluate them and all that kind of stuff. So this is going to be a very interesting game.
Yes. Will it be propaganda if Oklahoma wins? That's the question I have. Let's work our way now into the SEC. Kentucky playing at Mississippi State. This is a Thursday night game going on tomorrow night, if you listen to us on Wednesday. And the Wildcats and the Bulldogs both could use a win here.
Yeah. This is, you know, while we look at games like Stanford and Oregon playing, UCLA and Oregon and Stanford and Oregon State, we look at those as big games. But to these programs, this is a huge game. So we sometimes don't give enough credit. I think this is a very, very important game for Mullins, don't you?
Oh, yes. Dan Mullen could be on the hot seat squarely if he were to drop this game against Kentucky. Johnny Manziel is said to be good, or at least Kevin Sumlin says he's hopeful that he will go against Vanderbilt. This game's in Kyle Field Saturday at home. Texas A&M, of course, losing to Auburn last week. Probably not in the best of spirits, but they'd love to get a win and rebound.
Well, on the one, my first thought would be that Texas A&M would win this game going away. But I'm backing off from that. I think Texas A&M wins a game, but they're not going to win it going away. And the reason is Texas A&M defense can't stop anybody, and Vanderbilt doesn't have a totally bad defense. They got a pretty good offense. So I wouldn't be surprised that this game is not very interesting, but I do think that Texas A&M win, and I look for that offense to continue to hum along at a very, very fast pace.
Tennessee at Alabama. This rivalry used to mean something. It hasn't in recent years, but here's a stat for you as CBS prepares to televise this game. The last five Alabama and Tennessee games on CBS have been decided by a total of 20 points. That's 4 points per game. So as lopsided as this series has been, if you play into such stats, it hasn't been when the game's on CBS. And I think there's a reason that they're broadcasting this game, and it is that Tennessee is on the rebound this year. Do they have enough to stop Alabama? Most people would think no, but I'm curious to hear what the college football professor thinks.
Well, I think the big winner this week, as I said last week, a lot of big games this week, not so many. So I think the big winner this week was CBS television. They went out on the limb when they scheduled Alabama and Tennessee to be their 2:30 game. And this was before Tennessee beat South Carolina. So that was like a feather in their cap. And we have to remember, Tennessee's got some very good football players. They have some, they have a really good offensive line. They have some good defensive players. They have some high quality players, but I don't think they have enough to match Alabama. And I think Alabama will win the game. I think they'll win it with ease, but it might not be as much as some might think. But I still say the big winner was CBS.
The game of the week, so to speak, although there aren't that many games that are that appealing this weekend, as we mentioned, a lot of open dates, including Florida and Georgia, both getting one ahead of the big game next weekend this week. But South Carolina playing at Missouri, this game is on ESPN Saturday night, and South Carolina would love nothing more than to spoil Missouri's run. But if Missouri could somehow win again, they would be in clear sailing for the SEC championship and perhaps even a higher destination.
Well, first blush, I would say that Missouri will win the game. But it's amazing about, Jacob, don't you think, South Carolina, when they're supposed to win, that's when they lose. When they're supposed to lose, that's when they win. So they're going into the game. I think, am I correct, that Connor Shaw is not going to play?
Yeah, no, he's not.
And that makes this game quite intriguing. I do think Missouri will win the game, but I wouldn't look past the fact that it seems like that South Carolina does play good when you think they're not going to, and they play bad when you think they're going to play good. Jacob, there is a couple other games that's not on the list I want to mention. First of all, you know, Slippery Rock's don't play at Edinburgh this week. You know, Slippery Rock's on a four-game winning streak, and the Rock being on the four-game winning streak, but yet they've got to go to Edinburgh to play the Fighting Scots. So that's going to be quite a challenge for them. And then we go up the state of Minnesota, and we'll find that Bethel College will be playing St. Thomas. Now, Bethel, coming off of a 45-22 win over the Cobblers of Moorhead, this could be quite a game, but that's just a couple more games that we could look at. This is going to be a good week, even though a lot of the big games, so to speak, are not on the slate.
Well, it will be, and it's always good when you can have a college football weekend for those of us who love the sport and love to watch it no matter who's playing. But there's no question, the next couple of weeks after this one are going to be when the action really heats up, and we'll get into those later in the year. But, Professor, it's great to have you on again this weekend. We're out of time for today, but we will talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Jacob Bunn for the College Football Professor as we roll on in between Week 8 and Week 9 of the college football season.